Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. The moment Carly has certainly been waiting for. We've still got Matt on the line from Donnelly Auctions, donnellyauctions.com.au, to find out if these plates that you scored in an op shop are actually worth anything. Anything at all. How much you pay again?
I paid $4 per plate.
$4 per plate. Well, I think it's, I would dare call it judgment time.
All right, Matt, I can't wait any longer. Am I getting a fortune?
Probably the sad news for you, like if you put them in an antique shop, a dealer would probably only ask about $35 a plate.
Oh, what? That's not bad. I paid $4.
I was hoping you were going to throw them on the ground.
No, they're definitely worthy of rescuing, and our team would hate something like that getting destroyed because
this
they're not
team
common.
Wouldn't.
You know, Australians collect New Zealand pottery and New Zealands collect Australian pottery, so we all share it around a bit. Obviously, all your common ones like your Royal Doulton and Shelley and Moorcroft are your really big English brands that are just all over the world. But, you know, like Wembley Ware is probably West Australia's most prominent porcelain maker. They started as Bristol tiles, and then they went into household plain china, and then they went into lovely figurines. And certainly worth looking at the history on that, because for West Australia, if you find something like that, and you will find them in the op shops, you're talking in the thousands for pieces like that. Look, op shops these days are very commercial and they're pretty switched on. So yeah. I think there's quite a few professionals behind the scenes now.
Well, Carly's not one of them, Matt. We can definitely lock that in. But still not
I'm
a bad one.
I'm still happy.
Our policies, you know, in the trade is if you double your money, you're doing well. So, you know, she's done that four times. So it's a pretty good entry to the business. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I really wanted to rub it in her face, Matt.
My first antique deal.
No, can't do that. They're a good little find. And they're in that vintage period. So that attracts to someone that collects their retro or mid-century items. And especially, you know, as we all know, there's a lot of Kiwis here. They'd love to have something from their hometown.
Well, maybe they can on 13 10 60. Let's
auction them off. What am I bid? $5 starting bid. 20, 30, 40.
I mean, I know they're worth 35, but I'm sure I could get 65.
No, we're giving
plate.
Away next. Matt.
I reckon you could do that on Marketplace with a really good description and hone in on that scene and the mark and the measurements. And yeah, I reckon you could flip them for some pretty good money.
No, it sounds like work. You've already lost it. Matt, thank you so much for the chat today. Everyone can check out what you guys are all about. And yeah, awesome stuff.
Well, maybe you've got a treasure lying around house or your house or an op shop find.
DonnellyAuctions.com.au is the website. Matt, thanks for the chat today. We appreciate it.
No worries, anytime.